I suppose there's little doubt that meditation in one form or another can be beneficial to persons who practice meditation. But more specifically, some new research done by Texas Tech University and the University of Oregon shows that by using a type of meditation called integrative body-mind training, smokers actually reduce their tobacco use significantly, even though they did not do so intentionally. Integrative body-mind training, from my reading, is a technique based upon ancient Chinese teachings and was developed by Dr. Yiwan Tong, professor and director of Neuroimaging Institute at Texas Tech University. Professor Tong also partnered with Professor Michael Posner of the University of Oregon on the recent research I mentioned, and we are lucky enough to have Professor Tong on the phone from Texas. Professor, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into the details of integrative body-mind training, which I want you to tell us about in more detail, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your recent study and the findings you made regarding tobacco addiction?
Okay. So you suggest me to talk about our study first, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we actually recruited the smokers and the non-smokers in the campus. So they came to our study for stress reduction and improve the cognitive functioning, not for the quitting smoke.
Okay.
Then we randomized them to two groups, one IBMT group or meditation group, then another relaxation group.
What was the second group?
Relaxation.
Relaxation, okay.
Yeah. So both groups practiced 30 minutes per session for 10 consecutive sessions, so totally 5 hours over 2 weeks without waking. So what we find is that, number one, so we find smoker significantly reduce their smoking of 60% after training. Also, their craving also significantly reduced. Then we then scan the brain of the smokers, then we find, so the self-control network in the brain, usually including the prefrontal cortex and anterior cingulate cortex. So anterior cingulate cortex is just in the middle line of the brain, between the prefrontal cortex and the limbic system. So the two systems has been shown to reduce activity in smokers and other addictions. So the method actually improved the brain activity related to the self-control problem that also reduced smoking.
Was this just a chance discovery, or was it something you were looking for in your study?
It's a very good question. We actually previous study that so IBMT training can improve the self-control capacity, we find. Then we have idea, because the most of addiction show the reduced or deficit self-control. So we try to see if this meditation can work for the smoking.
Okay, so you can tell by brain scans or something that somebody may have indications of reduced self-control just from looking at brain scans?
Yes.
And so then you can say to that person, well, if you practice this technique, you might be able to improve your self-control.
Yeah, actually, the subject has expectation to improve their self-control, but the goal is to reduce stress through improving self-control, not quit smoking.
Okay. And it was just a side benefit that they also stopped smoking as much.
Yeah, because the smoker, non-smoker, they work together. They practice together. So their goal for the group is just to reduce stress, improve the attention, working memory. Surprisingly, we find the short-term IBMT training can induce the smoking reduction, even though the smoker was not aware of this change.
They were just looking for stress reduction.
Yes.
And would you extrapolate from this that this sort of practice would apply to other addictions that might indicate a lack of self-control?
Yes. Yeah. Lots of addiction show the common deficit in self-control network.
Mm-hmm.
So we expect the similar result happen in other addictions. So we are going to apply the grant to extend our previous effort and study.
Mm-hmm. You study, interestingly, I mean, you study what behavior changes people have, but mostly you're really looking at the internal workings of their brains, aren't you?
Yeah, we actually study both.
I see.
Yeah, and this is a story. Yeah, several years ago, when I was a professor in University of Oregon, we trained an undergraduate student. Then we find, just by chance, some smoker quit smoking spontaneously. Then we have this new idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is a behavior, just behavior. Then we design a study, try to get a behavior, try to get a cortisol, try to get a brain to see what's the inside change.
So, okay, let's just talk a little bit about meditation in general.
Okay.
There's all kinds of different forms of meditation, aren't there? And we usually associate meditation with Buddhist teachings, but this is different, isn't it?
Actually, this method originated from the Eastern contemplative tradition, yeah, including the Zen tradition and the traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a practitioner myself. Also, I developed this method in 1990s when I was working in a medical school in China. So this method actually emphasized two parts. One is the body part. Another is the mind part. So it involves, I think, at least three techniques. Body relaxation first, then mental imagery. The last one is the mindfulness training. So the cooperation between the body and the mind is emphasized in facilitating and achieving a meditation state. So actually, the trainees try to achieving a balanced state of body and mind. So we call it restful and awareness. It means they are rest, but also aware, also alert. So just a balanced state. So many other meditation, they ask the practitioner to focus on the breath,
mm-hmm.
focus on an object, so they pay attention. But in IBMT, we actually don't encourage the practitioner to put a so strong effort to control their thoughts. But instead, they try to achieve a state of restful alertness.
We're speaking with Dr. Tong about meditation and particularly integrative body-mind training, and I want to get into follow-up on some of the things he just said. And you were describing the restful and aware condition that you're trying to get people to achieve. That sounds like something we would all enjoy achieving, and how exactly do you do that in the body mind training?
Okay, you ask the practitioner question, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, actually, it's really hard to describe in language because mm-hmm. it's the experiential learning practice. Yeah, like if you want to learn swim, I give you a manual. So it's hard to get it. You need a coach.
That's what I noticed that in what I read about it is that it's recommended that there be a trainer or a coach or a whatever a person that guides you through this.
Yeah. Actually, I'll just give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You are in Minnesota, right?
Minnesota, right.
Yeah, you're in Minnesota. So right now, what's the weather?
Right now, the weather is very nice, but year-round, it's a lot cooler here than it is in Texas.
Okay.
Right now, it's beautiful.
Okay, beautiful. This moment, you say, oh, the weather is beautiful. Their moment, what do you feel? The weather is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, your description links to your previous memory, your feeling, your experience.
Sure.
The weather environment is beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
You visit Hawaii, you landed Hawaii Island, you say, oh, it's beautiful. Their moment is a restful awareness state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need language, you're just there.
Sure.
Yeah, so this is what we try to help the practitioner to achieve. However, you need a good teacher to tell you how to do. But the secret that if you're body, if your brain or mind can keep a balance, can get together, you will get it naturally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of a general Eastern teaching, isn't it? To be in the moment, be here now. And what you're describing is a way to achieve that.
Yeah, actually in West right now, people also enjoy to be in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in English word, present also means a gift, special gift, right?
It means what?
The gift.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, each present is a gift, it's a life gift to you.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think for the human nature, everybody, the body needs the food, and their mind, the brain, need another kind of food. You need your quiet and a restful space for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's so hard to achieve for most people in the modern world.
Okay.
And so techniques like what you're describing are things that we can all use and we could all benefit from. How does this differ from normal meditation? You gave some indication of how you thought it differed from a meditation where you focus on something specific in this way. And so this is different from, this is uniquely Chinese-based, correct?
Yeah, basically from the traditional Chinese medicine and the Zen tradition from mm-hmm. the East, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, lots of meditation here in United States, in Europe, and their meditation origins from the East.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just the teaching way, the learning way vary.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you saying this way is better or just different?
I would say that different, because mm-hmm. you cannot say one method or one technique or one meditation is the best. You cannot say. But you can say maybe one method is the best fitting for somebody, some group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have developed the teaching or the techniques for this, and people can learn about that now with resources that are available to us on the internet. Is there? Can you give us some indication of where
yeah.
our listeners could find more information about this?
Sure. Sure, we received a huge request, yeah, from all over the world. Yeah, people really want to learn. So I actually have a website, just the www.e, my name, e-yuan.net. You can check my name, Yi Yuan Tang.
Yes,
so you,
right.
You
I can give it to the listeners. I know what www.e is spelled Y-I. And then there's
dash.
A dash, Y-U-A-N as in Nancy, and then .net.
Yes, yes.
And then you can get the English version of that.
We plan to open workshop next year, so the website can have update so people can look at it.
Okay. All right. So you think it'll be... Is it? I mean, can people order a CD or something now that helps them develop this technique, or is
it? Yeah, good question. Actually, I've been working on a book, including the CD and the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So the one, the book, DVD, CD ready, so people really can order from Amazon.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Is anybody else developing specifically Chinese-based meditation techniques?
You mean in U.S.?
Yeah.
Or in,
yeah. In the U.S.?
Actually, I don't know exactly, but I would think in the current world, there are so many meditations.
Mm-hmm.
It could be possible.
Okay.
I would think, yeah.
What do you think, now let's go back to this study for a minute. You had these smokers that achieved reduction in their smoking while they were practicing this. How long does that benefit last?
Good question. We did a follow-up study. Yeah, when we ran a study in campus, so we invited the smokers to come back so we can measure again. Yeah, the students are so busy. So we only can catch around 2 weeks to 4 weeks. So some smokers came back until 2 weeks to 4 weeks. They still maintain the smoking reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan to have a larger sample to test longer time, maybe several months, 12 months, over a year to see what happens.
But this is really, really a life style change that people need to make if they want to preserve the benefits of this technique, right? I mean, you have to keep practicing the technique, the meditation technique, in order to get the benefits.
Yeah, actually, based on our study, we don't know yet. At least we find people have several weeks, they mm-hmm. still maintain the reduction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how long they can last. We also don't know. Maybe in several months or 12 months, they need a booster. We don't know, so we need more study.
Mm-hmm. But clearly, meditation of this nature is designed to be performed or practiced regularly.
Yeah, our study, yeah, actually is short, only 20 to 30 minutes per session.
Sure.
So weekend, some students really hate to practice in weekend. So we can only get it from Monday to Friday.
Right. Maybe you shouldn't use students next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the idea is anyway, long term, that you're only talking about 20 or 30 yeah. minutes a day, yeah. right, to maintain?
Yeah. We have a long-term study. We find, long-term study can show the brain structure change in gray matter. But we find actually, around 2 weeks, between 2 weeks to 4 weeks, we can see the brain structure change in white matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if they practice longer, we find they also change the gray matter. So they get a long benefit, longer benefit.
I see. Actual brain changes. Yeah, I did read some of your material on the actual physical changes in the brain, and they're much more difficult for the layperson to follow and understand because of the terminology, but the way you've explained the effects to us as a practical matter is very helpful. And we're going to be looking forward to following on your website and seeing how you develop this integrative body-mind training programs that people might subscribe to. And we want to wish you good luck with your research and your efforts here, and appreciate so much your taking the time to talk to us, Dr. Tong.